What's up? What's good? What's popping, y'all? It's your girl, Miss 3D Live, aka Tasha Mack, aka Tasha Cobbs on a good day. What's going on with y'all? It's our new podcast, What's Happening? What's Popping? So, I got some special guests tonight, and it's four ladies, and we're gonna, they're gonna introduce themselves. Fuck it, I'm not going to do it because I don't have to. So,
first, hey, it's me, old school OG Freddie B.
Hey, so it's me, Cheryl, the infamous Cheryl.
What's up? It's the baby girl of the group.
It's me, Court Diggity Dog. Coming to you live and in color in my living room. So, y'all, what's up? We're going to bring y'all a few topics tonight. You know what I'm saying? We gonna let y'all in on our crazy, you know,
conversation.
Lord, they I don't even want to call them conversations because they be something totally different for real. So we was just talking about the Ray J and Princess Love situation. So to bring y'all up to speed on what's going on, of course, Ray J decided that I think it was around Christmas time or something that he wanted to go and leave his pregnant wife that was 8 months in the hotel with a 1-year-old while he went and freak nasty with some girls in Vegas, okay?
So he said he was snorting a lot of coke.
Yeah, he was doing that.
He didn't take no baths, and she had the same phone. That white girl. They said that he had sent somebody to the store to get, like, the corner store to get him a white t-shirt.
They did say that.
He didn't get cleaned up.
I heard that, too. But, so, they, you know, she been trying to get him to admit that he did something that weekend, right? Because he keep denying, right, saying that he ain't did nothing. So they
say he also always try to be in a relationship when it comes time to the lights on and the cameras.
Right.
So
right.
What they gonna do now since it's 19?
Well, that's why Princess
ain't
pulled
no more cameras or nothing.
She pulled the rabbit out her motherfucking ass and was like, okay, since you like these motherfucking lights, let's go.
Right.
I'ma put you in front of these hoes. Now you can't lie, nigga. You was out and you was slaying that dick and tell the truth. So they did the little thing. I ain't gonna lie, I thought she wasn't going nowhere. But apparently, sidebar, poor dog,
he thought that she wasn't going nowhere. That's why he had that song, One Wish.
That's my jam right there.
He thought she wasn't going nowhere. She ain't that. She pretty, but she ain't done.
She rather sign them papers.
Wait a minute. The crazy part about it is
she gonna fight for her marriage at the end of the day.
Well, that's what I thought. But then, but like Courtney said, she, you know, she was with Mayweather.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
She was with him. She was one of his, you know.
He punched
him. You gotta worry about his daughter.
He knocked
punched
this shit out.
Speaking of prelude into his daughter getting out here stabbing people and shit. Y'all ass is around here.
You don't go to no dude house that you mess with unannounced. And you walk up in their house, and he got another broad chilling with him.
You get what you're looking
you
for.
You do. And you stab the girl.
Stab the girl.
You get what you're looking for.
Now she in jail, and Mayweather money can't help her. So that's the deal right there.
Right.
And this was FYN young boy.
No, NBA young boy.
I'm sorry, listeners. That's NBA young boy for the
shit. I was gonna say
for
why
the young.
No, y'all talking about young.
When y'all stop saying y'all ABCs and say your name, FYN, NBA, and all that bullshit.
I swear to God, I'm
done.
You can tell my age.
But look, but this is the thing though. So she done went in here and stabbed this little girl up.
Right.
The girl that lost the baby.
I just found out the difference between the baby, yeah, that little baby, and the baby. I know the separation.
On the baby and the baby.
Little baby and the baby.
I'm sick of you. That was Cheryl for the record, y'all. All the way out to Sunday.
It's always that one person.
Yeah, you know, it'd be just taking her. But, so apparently, this girl lost her baby. But, she got her crazy ass, the little girl.
Oh, that sound like a chick. She lost her baby and got stabbed?
Yes. She in the cast right now. And she was on Instagram.
Floyd is now, not posting no more.
She kept saying, I don't want nobody messing with me. Y'all need to leave me alone, this and that. But she steady getting her ass on Instagram live.
She had her arm all wrapped up.
What is she doing?
I was like, no, she's going to get paid.
Can y'all leave me alone? But look at my war wound.
What are you
but that's
do?
How they do. I think that's the problem with it's celebrities. Like they want attention, but you,
about this shit,
you
but
know,
she
you
know.
Date somebody that comes with the territory. So if you feel like that, just get off Instagram. But that fame is a drug, so they don't know how to.
It's
my
now, so it's gonna ratings gonna go up.
And that's what I was just gonna say with
she, but she not on
going into the next subject, into the next prelude of shit quarantine. Got everybody on motherfucking Instagram. And everybody a YouTube maker and everybody doing shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Look at, sidebar, look at my ass. Beep, beep. Period, ho, I'm trying to get it.
I got sea moss for sale. That's, you know, I want you to be healthy, build your immune system. Yeah, let's try to get healthy because they're trying to kill us.
Oh, okay. Well, since we
on the happy side of being quarantined, it's good that you can be to yourself and by yourself. But for right now, I just wish I had a man with a big dick.
Courtney, that would be wonderful. Yeah. I would love that. You know
that motherfucker ain't gonna wanna leave. We got food. We got food.
Got
pussy. We got some pussy. So,
I was just going to say.
You ain't
got to
go nowhere.
Food, water, and pussy is all you need.
And liquor and
pussy. Listen, I'm going to say this. Quarantine has been pretty good for me, too.
Drive through dick is good.
Yes, yes. And about, sidebar 11 minutes. Yeah, quarantine has been really good for your girls. But yeah, it's been. I'm like Courtney, shoot. I'm been quarantined any motherfucking way. So I'll be in the house anyway. So it ain't like this is nothing new for me. But I'm gonna tell you though, it's the anxiety of like. Not being able to
breaking up your routine.
It's like different because I live by myself. So I'm most of the time at home by myself. Mm-hmm. So when this corona shit happened and it tells you can't go outside, now my black ass wanna go outside.
That's what I said. Now I wanna go somewhere.
Now I wanna do something.
Now I wanna hit the road. Now I wanna hit the road. Cause gas is 17 cents.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Gas is 17 cents. They gonna come to look like you. Courtney, no bullshit. I went pulled up to the pump 5 days ago. I said, okay, I got a $20 bill. I was like, okay, you know, that's going to get me to like a fourth or something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a fourth before the full, right? Okay. So I get her, I think of the 20. We work at the gig. Now, mind you, I told her to go and use everything I had on my car. Now, I didn't think I had that many points on there. Maybe 10 or 15 points, 20 points. It said $14. I said, well, wait a minute. The thing said click. I tried to do it. It said click, click. I said, oh, wait a minute. I ain't trying to get sprayed with gas, so let me go get up. And I looked at her and I said, how much was my poison? Because I never looked at the thing. She said, oh, you had 50 cents. I said, damn, how much was the gas? She said, it was $1.29. I said, damn, I paid 79 cents for some gas. Baby, I'm finna come to Nebraska. Let's go. Is it a Kroger's overrated?
All the way coming down here, the gas prices was going lower and lower. Yeah.
So where y'all at? Where y'all gas prices at?
Higher. Ours like 120 something.
20, yeah. That's 26. What it's like 118,
1, 1. Oh, it's
one
time that was 140.
I seen some 139, 165. I gave this.
But yeah, so how quarantine been?
I guess I'm at school, so that's my main focus. Okay. To keep me from going
crazy. Baby said she in school. Cheryl, what's quarantine happening with you?
I just started Can of Cuties, you know, little sea moss and facial cleansing and hair product business. So
okay,
I'm working on that.
Sidebar commercial. Okay.
Yeah. Plug yourself.
You put your Instagram on here, ma'am.
Plugged in, not done yet.
Okay. Never. Okay. We will come back with the Instagram or whatever. Yeah. But while we're plugging commercials before we get to the Queen Bee over here, you know what I'm saying? You trying to get your detox on? You trying to get you lose your 5 pounds in 5 days? You know what I'm saying? Holler at me. You know what I'm saying? I got you. I got the TLC products. I got that good ISO tea for you. NutriBurst, whatever you need. My Instagram is at MissLive3D, or you can hit me up on YouTube at MissLive3D, of course. Okay, so get you some tea. Start off with $20 and then go to my website. Wake your way up. You know, get you some drops.
Work your way up.
Get you some drops and all this stuff.
What you
get from me for the low is 2 weeks. But when you go online, you get it for 30 days and you're going to be snatched for the summer. We still got 30 more days. Come on, let's go. You can get it right now. Okay, so how's your quarantine? Let's get, since we out of the commercial.
It is pleasant. That's all I got for you. I ain't doing nothing no different. I already was doing like I said.
Yeah, that's the you thing moved I away. To the fuck? You moved away. That's
and
enough.
Let's end this on a good note about this quarantine.
Can I say something?
That wasn't a good
Big
note.
Come a dime a dozen. Oh, everybody, God. I got a dollar.
You need 10 of them. You need 10 of them.
Well, I got a dollar too, goddamn shit.
I said I got 20.
I need to be 10 girls. 2 weeks will take me about a month.
Show me what you're working with. I don't mind a little dick second.
2 weeks. I can go about a month till I need to come back around, holler.
Well, no, can I say something though?
It all depends on how you deliver.
Anyway.
Bring it on.
I feel like we should have been doing this stuff already. Like washing your hands.
We already exposed
it. Stay this close. Because if you got to stay 6 feet, you shouldn't be in no person bubble anyway.
Right, right.
And I feel like it should have already been done. We already been doing this.
But it's like what I have an issue with.
The mask on the
mask and no gloves. I don't get that.
So it's like it's supposed to carry and last so long on the surface and all this. So, I mean, it just don't make no fucking sense. And then not only that, it's going to come back in the fall, in the winter. Right. So,
they got another batch. Corona coming.
Wait a minute.
And now it's killing more black people than ever?
Oh, it ain't so Lucifer. They done modified it.
But then they said it with Chinese people.
On the next batch, to be continued.
But at first they said it came from China.
My nigga, they doing the shit like a TV season. Coming this fall.
Another batch.
But they said, have you noticed, they said it came from Chinese people. And then one thing I can't stand is now the Chinese people getting beat up. But then, you looking for other races to come save you. Where was y'all at when they was kicking up?
What you mean? The Chinese people over there beating up black people.
We moved over to Africa.
But what them niggas doing in Africa, they burning down their buildings in Africa. They're burning down their property. That's their revenue that they're burning down. Because you can't come over here and say, oh, we don't want you in China, but yet we can be here in Africa and building up and making wealth. No. And then they just put in, $60 billion, apparently, into Africa. They taking this shit back. They don't want it. Just take it back. If we can't be in China,
then shit. Don't have to talk too goddamn.
I'm sorry. I hate that shit. I'm sorry.
Well, I have a topic.
Yes. Come on with that.
T.I. and Tiny. Right. T.I. and Tiny.
Whatever, okay, here
it is. I love T.I. I've been his up since back in the day when he first came out.
Right.
But T.I., he good with his playfulness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That playing around bush.
Right, right.
Because, you know, she going to come back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's going to get mad for a minute, but she going to come back.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. What y'all think about that?
I think it works for them. I'm gonna say this, it's gonna run out in a minute
because what's gonna happen is
neither one of them going nowhere.
I'm telling you, it's gonna run out for him. You know what I'm saying? It's going to run out for him, and she ain't going to be fucked up about his ass no more. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I blame him.
She going to be fucking with niggas and probably
just like that. Princess Love, she kept coming back, giving you chance after chance after chance. Right. She like, fuck you.
And then that's crazy because I'm telling you, I would have thought that she would have stayed with him as much as she wanted them kids by that point.
That's what I'm saying.
Princess was actively trying to get pregnant by Ray J. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I didn't really think that she was going
to
be.
I had no kids, actually. He had to go through a process to even let that motherfucker
I know how that shit goes. Come on.
Yeah, but she was crying because she couldn't get pregnant. She finally got pregnant.
Right. He was doing too much dope to make a baby. You stupid. Yeah, that's how it was.
He had to get some help. Right. For that said it was going to make it up in there.
Well, guys, I hope y'all like the fuckery we had going on tonight. You know what I'm saying? We gonna sign out on that note. Hope everybody stay safe during this corona.
Yeah, stay safe.
Wear your damn gloves and your goddamn mask.
You cross-contaminate when you wear gloves.
Stop cross-contaminating, too.
And just keep it. And all you women walk around with at least a dollar in your pocket.
Get your 10 of them. So we signing out. It's your girl again, Miss Tasha, aka Coach Mac, aka Tasha Cobbs, on a good motherfucking day. Y'all have a good one. Peace out.